Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, Morgan. Hey, I just got an email saying somebody joined some subscription confirmation for food. I don't even live at this address. Anyway, this isn't mine, but they did charge my credit card. I got a subscription ID number for you.
Yes, sir. Can I get your zip code?
89029. I'm actually in the military. I'm just home for the weekend.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
Timothy LePage.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. So I do have an account matching that name, but can I just have you verify with your address?
Yeah, 3382 Pheasant Canyon Way, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029.
Yes, sir. So I do see the charge, and it is from our Daily Plate app. It's a meal planning app. But you said you didn't sign up for this?
No, we need to cancel that.
Yes, sir. So you didn't, but you didn't place this order?
No.
Could anyone in your household have placed this order?
No, I live by myself. I'm in the military. I just came home for the weekend.
Yes, sir. So I do understand. I just want to make sure that you are aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing the payment of $39.85 for the Daily Plate app.
I did not. No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just give me one moment. I'm going to cancel you out, and I'm going to have you transferred over to our fraud department.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just give me one moment to cancel that out for you.
All right. Thanks.
Yes, sir. So I am almost finished getting your account canceled, and then I can have you transferred over to our fraud department, and they'll be able to further assist you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So I do have your account all canceled out. And if you just continue to hold for me, I'll have you transferred over to our fraud department.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.